they're a different color, they can't match the suit anymore.
No.
Well,
red or something.
We used to wear a fancy one years ago all the time, you know, it had to be a fancy vest.
It was too hot to wear anything like that. They ever call a vest a jacket?
I never did.
Or waistcoat?
Why, I have heard my mother call them waistcoats, those little...
I never heard of it.
For women or for men?
Men and women wore them. We used to have them even crocheted. Mm-hmm. Waistcoats.
If it were time for me to go and I'd ask you to bring me my coat, you might say, then you, me my coat, you... You
get my coat or bring me my coat.
Oh, nice.
You might say that you have same word, bring.
Mm-hmm.
Bring is a present tense.
You brought my coat.
Okay. You would never say fetched for that, I don't suppose.
My folks would, but I used it when I was younger. Right?
Oh,
yes.
Heaven, they used
fetch,
to say it all
fetch
together.
Me this or fetch me a drink, fetch me this.
And yesterday I tried on a new coat and it made perfectly. And if I had patch on my trousers here, coat, elbows were out, you might say, you better go to the tailor and buy
a... Pretty ragged.
You better go to the tailor and buy a...
A new suit.
Little boy puts so much stuff in his pockets, they simply...
bulge out.
I sure do.
A man bought a shirt, the collar fit him yesterday, and he washed the shirt. The next day, the collar didn't fit. He might think that the collar...
I think it shrunk.
And the thing that the lady carries, she keeps her money and her comb and her handkerchief and a million other things in.
It's her purse, her handbag.
Catch all, I
now they call them tote bags, and I think that's a good thing.
Pretty good word. Yeah.
It is.
I'd call them catch all, right?
Yes.
You put wheels on them, that's going to be the end.
Yeah.
Some ornaments ladies wear around their wrist, they call it a...
Bracelet?
Now suppose you bought your wife a bracelet, and she just looked at it. You said, well, go ahead and...
Put it on.
Oh, I don't like it, throw it away.
And if it looks like rain, you better carry an
umbrella.
Parasol.
Can you use parasol?
I've used both.
Is one better than the other?
Well, a parasol is what they used years ago. It's all the same, I guess, an umbrella.
Not a better umbrella than an umbrella. When the bed is made, the top cover is called a...
Coverlet, or spread.
Spread. Coverlet?
I've heard my mother call them coverlets, but spread.
You call it a bed spread, my
bed
dear.
Spread, yes, I do.
Coverlet is an older term.
Yes.
You never called it counterpane?
I've heard it used.
You never called it that.
I never did, no.
One of the, dizzy.
You're dizzy.
Excuse me, I'm all right. Keep my head down a minute.
Remember, too much for you, young fella.
Yeah, I do too much. The covers on the bed, kind of comes, you make it,
quilt?
Patch, yeah, quilt.
Quilt.
And that's washable, I guess.
Yes.
I just want to get you. Are you a little too warm? Well, open the door a little bit. A little fresh air might help.
That would be a good idea.
I believe.
I never thought of that.
I
It's from that your trouble there.
Yeah.
Or do you have dizzy spells? I have them all the time.
Did they ever call the quilt the comforter? Or is that
yes, my mother always called them comforters.
Is that the same thing?
Yes, and some use that word today, but not too many.
Well, there's a difference, Mother. Your comforters were cotton-filled and they were tied. And your quilts are quilted with...
Yes. Uh-huh. I was going to explain that.
Yes,
that's it, Dad.
Good. Mm-hmm. You must mend some credit for knowing
something. Yes. Well, he's been around me. I've made a lot of them.
Do you ever take some quilts and put them on the floor when you had company and let the children sleep on the floor? And you ever call it anything? You call it a...
Trumble bed, or...
Is that a trumble bed?
That's what they used to call a trundle bed, something that slid under the bed and you pulled out, and I guess they'd call that the same.
Call it a pallet.
No, I never heard